Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. There's a moment that comes for all of us when we're in the process of making a decision. Now, I'm not talking about the little stuff like which banana bunch to select, which gas station to pick, or you know what you're going to have to eat tonight. I'm talking about the decisions that matter, the ones that make an impact in your life. Now, not every decision is life-changing, but so many of our decisions make impacts on our lives. And it's really interesting how people make decisions like these. There are some people, like me, that have a gut feeling and don't really need all the details to jump into something. Now, that can be very exciting, but it can be very dangerous as well, trust me. Then there are some people like my wife, for instance, who have to have every detail before they decide. They want the best representation of what the future could look like as a result of the decision that they're about to make. They usually take a long time to make a decision, and while jumping into something is not always wise, if you wait too long, you might miss your window of opportunity and pass up something that was perfect for you. Many millennials I talk to these days, they have a hard time deciding things. They're programmed to find the very best option, and they often miss out on things because they're so worried about missing something that might be better. You know, if I commit to this, what if something better comes along? Well, no matter how you make your decisions, every decision has a ruler. When you enter into that moment where you have to decide on what to do, you always enthrone something. Decisions really have a unique way of revealing who we really worship. It's like that moment when you flip the coin. When the coin is in the air, that's usually when you discover what you really wanted all along. And decisions do that. They reveal what we worship. Think about the last decision you made that was important. Don't think of frivolous things that don't really matter, but something that made an impact. Perhaps a new job opportunity. Perhaps a move to a different city. Maybe something like deciding to stretch yourself by giving more or serving. How did you make that decision to do or not to do what you were deciding? What feelings did you feel? What factors influenced your decision? When I have to make a big decision, I will typically do a pro-con chart. It really helps me see the good and the bad right in front of my face on paper. And as someone who really jumps into things occasionally, it helps me to slow down and really think before I jump. And even more importantly for me, the things on the pro-con chart help me remove emotion from a decision. When I take time to pray and think about a decision and then write the pros and cons down on paper, I'm giving myself the opportunity to really understand whether or not something is good for me, separate from emotion. I mean, I never want to decide something based on how I feel about the situation at that moment or the decision. And unfortunately, yes, there are times in my life when I've made decisions based solely on emotion or how I feel about the decision in the heat of the moment. And two things generally come from that decision. First, things don't tend to go well when I make decisions out of emotion. Things are typically bad. But secondly, and more importantly, a God is revealed. In these moments of decision where I allow my emotions to be the deciding factor, I elevate my emotions to a place that only God should have. Maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe for you, it isn't emotions per se or how you feel in the heat of the moment, but maybe a deep, overwhelming fear of the outcome. Maybe it's not fear, but rather a sense of self-reliance or self-preservation, really, where your decisions are constantly made by whether or not you're going to be okay when the dust settles. Maybe you decide things based on an assumed guarantee that you aren't hurt in the process. Maybe you know you should be tithing, but there's this deep fear that you won't have enough. Decisions that impact us always reveal what we worship the most. So then, what's the answer? Is it bad to consider how you feel about a situation? Is it bad to consider how you're going to benefit from a decision? Is it wrong to be concerned with how a big decision is going to impact you and your family and your finances or your quality of life, etc.? Well, of course not. But those things are wrong when they take the throne in your decision-making process. The throne has always been and will always be reserved for Jesus. So I would invite you to do something that I do in my own life now, something that we really should all be doing. Go to God first with the decision. I'll glasshouse myself for a moment and admit that I don't always do this one. I'm not always the best at this, but I do try. And so rather than wondering about how you feel about the decision, ask God how he feels. instead of wondering how this is going to impact you, ask him how it is going to impact your ability to really reach your purpose and your potential. Instead of fearing that you won't have enough, trust God that if he said he would supply all your needs, then he will. Making decisions are tough enough, and the enemy is desperate to mess up that process. And I really find it interesting that while he wants you to make the wrong choice, he also would love to torment you in the decision-making process. What's interesting is that if we allow God to take his proper place in the entire process, not only will we find satisfaction in the deciding, but we'll find fulfillment in the decision. I mean, at the end of the day, this is all about trusting God. So when the next decision has to be made and the next choice has to be meted out, who's going to sit on the throne of that process? Will it be fear? Self-preservation? Will it be worry? Let it be Jesus. Jesus.